Good morning, a Friday morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all. Good morning, Alan.
Yeah. The Prime Minister of Ireland was here, gave a speech, and he just let the president have it. He didn't use the president's name, but everybody in that room knew what was going on, and it was quite a lecture about how to treat other human beings. But I love Ireland. I really do. We've been there several times. And, you know, I've often thought if I had to immigrate anywhere, that's probably where I would go. Galway, I think.
I love it, too. And a visit recently, we were watching the equivalent of C-SPAN in a debate going on. And one of the legislators used the term argy-bargy. And perhaps that nonsense could be applied to some who are now criticizing the budget and the cutting that's going on in the Trump administration. The harshest criticism, of course, coming from the Democrats and liberal organizations. But as the Times puts it, in a city where many federal programs enjoy longstanding bipartisan support, some Republicans also assailed the president's judgment. And this is a major cut to some programs, including the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And there's an article as well of public broadcasters now saying they fear collapse if the U.S. drops support.
Well, I read that article. You know, I think there's been better reporting on this. I've been getting calls from newspapers and radio stations all around the country wondering how WAMC did so well and why WAMC did so well. And, you know, there's a tone in it which is very dismissive. I mean, we are by no means in the top 10 of the country, but we did better than a lot of them did. You know, it is interesting that the word is out. We haven't put it out. We put out a little press release at the end that said we had a wonderful day, but people have heard about it and they're calling me up. I had one email from somebody who said, would you be willing to share the scripts that you use in the fund drive? The scripts. And I wrote back and I said, I'll be glad to help you in any way I can. The truth of the matter is we have no scripts and we never have, because a lot of these fund drives, and a lot of you who are listening right now have heard them around the country, are just sort of the same old, same old. I think one of the reasons that WAMC has done so well is that we've had the courage to tell the truth, and our audience, as a result, is one with all of us. So the Times comes out with a fairly nondescript story saying it's a terrible thing, and it is, and that many public radio stations around the country won't be able to make it, and they won't. Sure, WAMC will do well, but not because we're a huge, big conglomerate station, but because we try to speak truth to power.
And let's go on to some of the other cuts. After-school programs, this comes from Michael Mukasey, the president's budget director, have failed to help children in schools. The housing programs were not well run. The government health research has suffered mission creep. Grants to local committees don't do any good. And Alan, he said, the president made no apologies for eliminating the government's efforts to curb climate change. We're not spending money on that anymore, he said.
And not on Meals on Wheels. So what you're going to do now is some kid who has been taken off the streets and put into a safe environment in after-school programs, now going to have to forage for themselves. And you tell me what that means. It means that, you know, idle hands and all the rest. I heard from somebody yesterday who has a father who is in a dementia stage and a mother who can't do for herself. And those Meals on Wheels were the thing that were really helping them. And they're going to take that away. What kind of person takes away Meals on Wheels from seniors who are failing and others who can't have a couple of square meals a day or a square meal a day? What kind of individual does that? I mean, this is a guy who ran as a populist. He was going to help people. Well, when those meals stop coming, someone is going to say, maybe I did the wrong thing here.
Do you think it could ultimately be his albatross?
I do, David, I do. I think that there are still a lot of people who wanted to shake up the system and who are glad that Hillary Clinton didn't win. But, you know, there's a price to be paid here. And when the Meals on Wheels stop coming, and when the health care suffers and you're kicked off of health care, 24 million people, I think it's got to have some consequences.
Does a Republican, enough Republicans, fight this because of their own base?
Yeah, David, that's a very good question. I mean, you're a Republican congressman, and all of a sudden you're besieged, and people are becoming active who you've never seen active in your life. You got to say, hey, wait a second, I better get out of the way of this train, because there will be those who do, and there will be those who just stick to the Republican talking points. But I do think there's going to be a price to be paid for all of that.